I still have 5 pages left to go. Yeah. How about you? Holy shit, you're so much further ahead of me. You mean, yes, you are. I mean, yeah, sure, but I'm still looking for the research. Oh, I made a critical mistake. No, I'm doing both at the same time. No, I'm writing the paper and then I am trying to find the research to back it up. I am aware that is very backwards. It is not a sound strategy. I mean, at least I'm not using Wikipedia for a reference, all right? I mean, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. No, don't remind me of that. I wasn't directly citing it. It was an indirect cite. I was citing it through... Oh, my God. Okay, that was... Will you ever let me forget that? I should never have showed you that. It was deeply embarrassing. I didn't realize... I didn't think I actually cited... I left it there because I was like, I got to go back and change that citation. I was so tired. I was, yeah. Because you know I was cramming it the night before. I mean, look at us now. I mean, you were good at least. I mean, you're better than me. Yeah, you had like an outline. You had a bunch of research done before. Oh man, I should have written an outline. I always think I don't need them. Yeah, I was going to paper. I'm like, I don't need an outline. Why do you need an outline? I know what the topic is. It's fine. Yeah. And then I'm just like, after the intro, because the intro is so easy, you just gotta grab their attention. Oh my God, if the whole paper was just the intro, I got this. Yeah, I could make an intro run for like 3 pages if I could. Yeah, you can give methodology fluff, you can, oh my God, it's great, I love a good intro. Yeah, literally, like my first 2 pages is all just me talking methodology and being like, well, this is how I gathered the information and how I... Yeah, it's all about padding the runtime. Yeah, you have like about an hour of movie, you just gotta stretch it for like 3 hours. Yeah, it's like what they did to Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, I'm just doing that in a paper. I mean, all I need to do is get... I just need to get at least an 86. I just need an 86 and I'll be happy. I'll take an 86. Yeah, that is... I mean, anything higher than that, I'll be even more stoked. But 86 is where I'm going to sit. Yeah, I'm getting like an 86.5 from this paper. You want to bet on it? I mean, I think you're going to get a higher grade than me. Because you always do. Baby, you beat me out by 1 point constantly. Yes. Oh my God. Between the two of us, yes, you're way more book smart. I'm wise from the streets. Listen, you are the book smart one between the two of us. 100%. Yeah. No, I think it's sexy. Listen, brains are very sexy. Yeah. You've seen Sherlock. You know what I'm talking about. Why can't I give you that look? I could both give you that look and write a paper. That look means nothing else right now. It just means, you know. That looks for after we're done with this. Oh, there'll be time after. Yeah. Ugh. I forgot. It's okay, though. That's literally the last class, though. Yeah, we just show up. I know. Listen, the final's not going to be as bad as you think it is. No. The paper's the worst part of it. Yeah. I mean, like, the final's definitely worth 30% of our grade, but the paper is also 30%. So I'm factoring, as long as I do really good on the paper, I did really good on it. Yeah, attendance was great. All the other stuff is, like, solid. So I'm just banking paper plus. I mean, I think I'll do okay on the final. The final can't be that hard. Yeah. I mean, I paid attention in class. Like, I mean, I did study a little bit. I mean, for me, studying is paying attention in class. As long as I'm paying attention to class, I'm basically studying. Yeah, if I hear the teacher say it, I'm going to remember it. Yeah, he talked about it, so how could I forget about it? Is there a paper on the final? I have not looked at the study guide yet. My brain has been 100% on the paper. I thought it was optional. Oh, no. It's mandatory? Why? I hate a mandatory study guide. Yeah, at that point it's just homework. Don't even call it a study guide, man. Yeah, because I have to fill it out and turn it in. Then it like, no, that's different though. If the study guide's the final, that's so cool. If you're a professor who gives out a study guide and that study guide's low key the final, you are the coolest professor. If it's a mandatory study guide turn in, yeah, because at that point you could have studied up, and as long as you like did the research and you got it right, then I think that's pretty fair. Yeah. Oh man, I think it was economics. Yeah. My 101 economics was like that. Yeah, he was really cool. We had we were like really upset because we got the study guide and it was thick. It was a thick study guide. It's like 20 pages. Yeah. But it was like, he was just like, make sure you get it in before the final. And he was like really firm about it. And I mean, I think one kid didn't do it. Yeah, he was like, well, I thought it was optional. He's like, no, that was mandatory. That was the final. I just don't tell you it is. Yeah, because I mean, if he tells, he wants, I don't know. But like, if you ask anyone who took it, he'd be like, yeah, it's secretly the final. So like, it's like a low-key secret. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's what I would do if I was a teacher. Yeah, because I think like, because some people aren't good test takers. Oh man, I had such bad test taking anxiety when I was a kid. Yeah, I mean, that's because people put so much pressure on me to, like, yeah, academic pressure sucks. It just, like, yeah, it cripples you. I don't know, I kind of let that, I have to let that go. Like, I'm performing for me, so, like, I don't have anyone else's expectations with me when I go in the room. Yeah, and, you know, you try your best, and whatever you get's whatever you get. No, it's not zen, it's just, like, that's just how you have to look at it. Yeah, like, if you get an F, it hurts, because you're like, oh, man, especially if you feel like you put in more effort than what you got. But if you didn't put in any work and you got an F, like, you can't be upset with that. Like, you got the outcome for what you put the work in for. Yeah, like, if you got an F, it'd be really devastating because you put in a lot of work. You busted your ass, so you shouldn't get an F. You should get, like, a B, an A, you know? No, like, I mean, if I was grading, you can get an A+, baby. I guess I mean, you'd be a teacher's pet, obviously. I am paying attention. What do you mean? I am not trying to distract you. You're just easily distractible. That is a word. Distractible is definitely a word. Let me see. Distractible. Yeah, see? There's no squiggly red line. Yeah, that's how I gauge if a word's real or not. If there's no squiggly red line underneath it, I know it's a real word. I mean, yeah, I could add it to a dictionary, but that would just be fucking me in the long run. Yeah, I'd have a bunch of words that aren't real. That'd be a real problem. Oh my god, someone did that in, I think it was like one of my middle school computers. Yes, some kid went on I think it was Word and just wrote like a bunch of nonsense words, and any word that he had on it, he just added to dictionary. So no matter, like, he was just trying to make it so you could type whatever nonsense in the computer and it would always say it's right. I don't know why. I don't know if he was doing that to troll, like, future people who are going to use it, or if he was doing that in like an attempt to like prove that he can write nonsense and then get it like verified by the machine. I'm not sure. I don't know what the takeaway was. No, I didn't really get to ask him. I just remember someone's machine was all like screwed up because they're like, no matter what I type, it's always right. Yeah, they're like face rolling the keyboard and yeah, the little paperclip comes up and goes, yeah, look, that checks out. Yeah, whatever happened to Clippy? Yeah, I wish you'd show up right now and be like, hey, you're writing a dissertation. Do you need any help with that? I'm like, yes, I need so much help, Clippy. Please, for the love of God, help me. Help me write this paper. No, he's not like ChatGPT. He can't just write the paper for you. I low-key debated it. I don't think you should, though. Because teachers could totally check. There's like a thing that you can like run your paper against and it'll verify if it's... Yeah, like Turnitin.com. Turnitin.com, yeah. I remember... Oh, man. I'm so glad we don't use Turnitin anymore. Oh, Turnitin was the worst. No, I don't know. It just like it just felt so intense, and then like it highlighted things. It was like, this is all from somewhere else, and you're like, no, I swear I'm citing it correctly. Yeah. I'm doing what we're doing, Chicago, right? Yeah, that's what I've been doing. They should just standardize it. I don't know why we have a billion. You have like APA, you have Chicago, you have MLA. Like, ugh. I know. And it just feels like everyone just... Yeah, why... Well, MLA's for English papers, APA's for science papers, and then Chicago's for when they just really want to feel like they want to, like, throw things into the mix. Mm-hmm. There must be other formats too that I'm not even considering. Yeah, probably. But they're all like, they're all functionally the same-ish, you know? Yeah, it just feels very pedantic. I mean, I guess that's academia in a nutshell for you. I am making progress. You don't think I am, but you hear that, typing? That's the sweet sound of progress. Do you want me to let you focus? All right. Yeah, I'm gonna put my headphones back in too. All right, you want me to check on you in like, what, an hour? I'll check back in 20 minutes. All right. I think I can probably get to the end of this page in 20 minutes. I just need to find the research. That is the real, it's the real sticky part. Yeah, not from Wikipedia. Fucking finish your paper, you brat. Why are we in school? Like, low-key, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Summer's almost here. That every time I type anything, I'm just, that's what my paper is gonna read at the end. It's just gonna be saying summer's almost here just over and over again for just the rest of the paper. Yeah, like all work and no play. Yeah, red rum. Yeah, basically. Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just gonna picture you on the beach. I don't know. We'll see how much clothes you're wearing in my imagination. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's making it better. Oh, my God, this paper's not writing itself. Yeah, let me just picture you on the beach. That's the future just makes it so much brighter. Yeah, no, this paper's over at this point. It's over. Class? What class? I have you, the beach, my future, the summer. Oh, my God. Okay. Everything is fine. The world is okay again. That's all I needed. Yeah, I'm a simple man. I have simple needs. I'm swayed very simply. Yeah, all it takes is you. No, come here. Turn around. Uh-uh. You're not getting away that easy. I'm sorry for distracting you. Fine, go back to work. Don't get distracted by me. I won't be so distracting then. Okay, put on your headphones and listen to Kill Bill for like the millionth time. Yeah, I'm gonna finish this. All right, 20 minutes. I love you too, baby. So fucking.